Each year around the world, International Women's Day is celebrated on March 8th. Thousands of events occur not just on this day, but throughout March to mark the economic, political, and social achievements of women. Organizations, governments, charities, and women's groups around the world choose different themes each year that reflect global and local gender issues. Well, Sister Toni Harris, justice and peace promoter for the Dominican Sisters International, reminds us that at least 750 women have been proclaimed saints or blessed by the Catholic Church. She says that as women in Italy receive bouquets of yellow mimosas on March 8th, the Catholic Church celebrates the lives and contributions of women as witnesses to gospel living. Let's listen to her reflection.
International Women's Day, originally called International Working Women's Day, is marked on March 8th every year. Although the observance began as a socialist political observance, the day has been celebrated as a popular international event since 1977, when the United Nations General Assembly invited member states to proclaim March 8th as the UN Day for Women's Rights and International Peace. Today, celebrations range from activities to show love and appreciation for women to efforts to acknowledge women's accomplishments in society. Recently, I've been reflecting on this day through the lens of our church. Of course, the church consistently honors Mary, the Mother of God, as the woman who is the primary model for those who would be disciples of Jesus, her son. Many other women have also been raised up for us as witnesses to gospel living. In fact, one online source lists more than 750 women whom the church has publicly proclaimed as saint or blessed. However, in our church's liturgical calendar, the days observed in our Eucharistic liturgy, 144 male saints are celebrated as compared with only 28 female saints. Some local bishops' conferences have added to the calendar, but the number continues to be disproportionate. Benedictine Sister Ruth Cox comments that women and men who are looking for spiritual nourishment from the stories of our ancestors, both male and female, are finding that the diet is very meager at the table of the liturgy. We observe this International Women's Day of 2012 during the year that marks the 50th anniversary of the opening of the Second Vatican Council. The pastoral constitution of that council, Gaudium et Spes, or the Church in the Modern World, is important to take up again. Let's consider its relevance to the position of women in our church and society. Dr. Marilyn Martone, a recently retired professor of moral theology at New York's St. John's University, provides us with a thoughtful reflection. She states, Gaudium et Spes is a pastoral constitution that puts a great deal of emphasis on the dignity of the human person and the solidarity of the entire human family. It encourages us to support this dignity and solidarity in the context of the modern world, to scrutinize the signs of the times, and to interpret these signs in the light of the gospel. It recognizes the shift from a static concept of reality to a more dynamic and evolutionary one, and highlights various concerns that have arisen as a result of this shift. One of the concerns the document highlights is the social relationships between men and women. The Constitution stresses that, quote, every type of discrimination, whether social or cultural, whether based on sex, race, color, social condition, language, or religion, is to be overcome and eradicated as contrary to God's intent. She continues, Gaudium et Spes recognizes discrimination as an evil that is to be overcome and encourages us to work towards the elimination of discrimination. 50 years after the publication of Gaudium et Spes, women around the world are still struggling to be treated with dignity, to be afforded basic human rights, and to live free from the threats of violence and injustice, despite attempts that have been made to legislate rights and protections. Women suffer from systematic discrimination in every country in the world, whether it is through more explicit and violent forms, as in many third world countries and patriarchal societies, or subtler job discrimination and pay inequities that occur in Western societies. Dr. Marton concludes her reflection with this observation. The call of Gaudium et Spes is that a woman must be respected and appreciated. All discrimination against women must end. For this to happen, however, there needs to be a change of hearts, as well as laws, put into place that protect women. I close with a comment from Pope John Paul's letter to the bishops of the Catholic Church on the collaboration of men and women in the Church and in the world. He says, "But in the final analysis, every human being, man or woman, is destined to be for the other. In this perspective, that which is called femininity is more than simply an attribute of the female sex. The word designates indeed the fundamental human capacity to live for the other and because of the other." So as we observe International Women's Day, let us recommit ourselves to continuing efforts to create a world where women and girl children everywhere are respected, appreciated, and honored as human beings created in the image and likeness of God.